Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png.
I got a silky pair of lips just for you.
What do you think?
I love it. I think it's a great song, and it would do great in the hands of any kissable star.
Who's the most kissable? Mick Jagger.
I do not think Mick Jagger is kissable.
He's not kissable?
I think Mick Jagger has a pair of lips that would be so scary to kiss. You would feel so outmatched if you were going in for a kiss with Mick Jagger. He would just fuck it. He'd be like that big scary guy from Stranger Things. He'd just mouth your whole head.
You'd get sucked in, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think they're soft?
No.
You think they're lumpy, maybe?
Yeah, they seem like they would be you know what they would be like? They would be like the same non-softness as a chair that looks fancy but is really hard.
Yeah, I was going to say soft-looking dog or rabbit.
Soft-looking dog, huh?
Yes.
What?
A soft-looking dog or rabbit.
So it's kind
but
of the
softness. But then you pat them and then they're not pattable soft. You pat them and they're not pattable soft.
Wow. We need to like take you out for a run or something.
What do you mean?
I need to like set up something that throws a tennis ball so you can chase it and get your energy out.
That is true, because I was doing a thing in a TV studio the other day and they were like, whoa, hey Demi, usually we tell people to have a bit more energy, but you need to calm down.
Yeah. The word that came to mind for them was manic.
It's just, I'm just like that.
Well, also, the show is boring. But yeah, you do need to tone it down.
Oh.
It referring to your personality and vibe.
Yep.
Norm is being adorable on Demi right now.
It's fucking, every fucking time I sit down, I've got a cat on me immediately, and it's always the same one. He's so cute, and I fucking hate it.
He does the cute thing where he just puts his two front paws on your leg. God,
yeah, like
it.
He's looking over a little fence.
Stupid cat.
Fucking asshole.
Stupid fucking cat.
Fucking hate
you. Should get him a little fence to look over.
I'm gonna kick him to death.
Yes. Yes, I'm
gonna
watch.
We're gonna have cat paste.
Awesome.
Yep.
Demi, it's a beautiful day.
Yeah, what? We haven't been outside once.
It's
clearly beautiful out there.
I haven't been outside once. That's going to be my job for today, is leave the house.
Nice.
Thank you. I think I'm going to try and get new glasses. Because
I'm going to be
proud
of you.
Those ones that I bought were incredibly wiener mode.
Yeah, do you want to tell the people what happened?
Yeah, I went on iBuyDirect.
Which, to be fair, has some really nice glasses.
Well, fucking show me them then, because I can't fucking do it.
You didn't show me your process.
They look like shit.
And the first time, Tom...
I put them on in the privacy of my own home, alone, And I looked at myself in the mirror and I thought to myself, oh no.
Yeah.
And then I took a picture of myself wearing them just to check that I wasn't just being weirded out by it. And I looked at the picture and I thought, oh no.
Yeah.
And then I went to Demi and I said, Demi, can you close your eyes? And then when she had her eyes closed, I switched out my glasses for these new glasses. And I said, okay, now open your eyes. And you opened your eyes and immediately blurted out, hello, Poindexter, on like, I would say like frame 3 of having your eyes open.
It felt like I was vomiting the words.
Yeah.
It felt like I was so, it felt like my mouth was an asshole and those words were diarrhea.
It was, look, it looks really
bad.
And
the floor was a diaper and so it was your glasses. And your glasses were like the spicy curry that made the diarrhea come out of my asshole mouth.
You do not need a reason to have diarrhea.
No, but some people might not relate to that. Like I just get diarrhea sometimes.
Yeah.
A lot.
You just
most of the time.
I just get diarrhea all the time.
Yeah, mainly. Mainly diarrhea. I don't know why.
Hey, probably not something to look into.
Okay.
Along with the rest of your various maladies.
Yeah.
It is really pretty outside. I'm gonna go outside at some point today.
Yeah. You know what you can do? Do you want a tiny little chore?
Sure.
You can go outside and pinch off the biggest basil leaves from my basil plants and we can have something with basil in it tonight.
Maybe.
They need the leaves pinched off of them.
I would like that. I think, and maybe this will change by the time tonight, I am still so full from dinner yesterday that dinner 2 days ago that I cannot fathom the idea of eating food or being excited to eat food.
You keep saying this, that you're so full that from days ago that you can't think of eating more. What dinner did you have that was so big?
We ordered from that Korean place.
Oh, that's so good.
And I ate just a bunch of that. And I think I ate enough that I've eaten like 4 dinners worth and now they're just stacked up in me. And so
crazy.
My body is still going from dinner to dinner.
But you've shitted.
I've shitted, yeah.
You've shitted it out. It's not still in there.
No, yeah.
Rumbling just, around in your tumble. You've shitted.
Maybe I'm going to agree with the TV people. But yeah, I just am feeling that I need to, I don't know, I've got a backlog right now.
I'm about to do a log on your back. It'll be a soup.
You just try.
Okay.
You just try. I'm lying on my back.
I'll freeze it into a log and then I'll slide it under you so the log is still on your back.
Ooh, cold.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of flirty.
Kind of flirty. Hey, babe, we didn't have any ice cubes to do that thing you read about in Cosmo, but I did freeze one of my turds.
It froze my diarrhea to slide under your back.
I'm already playing with
do
it.
Do you like
I'm already,
this?
I'm already writing my name on your back with my big turd.
That'd be nice, a turd crayon, wouldn't it? Don't you think that'd be nice?
I think you are describing the thing that people do in, like, Lovecraftian books to show they've fully lost their minds.
Oh, right, on their walls with shit?
Yes.
Ah. Remember that the Soviet sleep experiment or Russian sleep experiment or whatever?
Yeah, I do.
That was stupid, huh?
Yes, it
was
a stupid,
clearly fake story.
It was very clear.
Because it was so funny because people were like, have you heard of it? This is actually real. And it's literally written, it's a story. It's not even pretending to be like a report.
Yes.
So good.
I think, thinking of favorite experiments, though, Russian sleep experiment, obviously not really on there. For one, it's not really an experiment.
Uh-huh.
And two, the things they did to those guys were pretty nasty.
Like what?
They made them not sleep or whatever. I can't remember the plot. But
it was that.
As I remember, the reason it was a horror story was because things went badly for the people being experimented
upon.
Yeah,
it did.
So what I'm thinking is that's out of the running for favorite experiments.
Okay.
Maybe this is a thought I had a while back. This isn't really an experiment so much as it is like a demonstration. But I was like, I think if I didn't know that making a little paper mache volcano was like something that was so typically associated with like, you know, doing it for a science fair or something like in low, I would find that so rewarding.
Yeah. Yes. I agree.
And I think part of that is because that's still where, I think that is where my brain and craft capabilities is still at.
I think so too.
I think I could
same
make that.
Opinion for that to you. Thanks for having me.
Oh my God.
I think rats driving little cars because they just like it. That's cool, right?
The rats driving the little cars is so fucking nice.
It's really, really good. And they're just doing it because they like driving the cars. Look up the rats driving the cars. It's so good.
It's so good. They're just sitting there in a little box going around. That is so nice. You're right.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Oh, boy.
Makes me want a rat and a little car.
I'm really glad that we cannot become a rat household on account of becoming a cat household.
Holeshoud.
Don't. Can I tell you
Tom's fragile today.
I am.
He can't be having me make fun of his Wordo typos.
I've had so many Wordo typos.
Wordos.
I've had so many.
It's a misspeaking. Wordos.
Of them, yeah. I have made so many Wordos.
You've had Wordos.
And I'm having like a... Can I tell you the thought I had yesterday?
Uh-huh.
I was like, you know what? I'm fine with getting old. Mm. I truly am. I do not mind about getting old or whatever.
I think it's going to be great, honestly.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
I'm fine with being an old guy. I'm not fine with the old guy being me. Mm. I can't be the same person I am right now in even a year.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't.
But I love you.
I can't. Imagine me being 60 years old.
That's going to be so cool.
So fucking shit.
It's going to be awesome. You're going to have like a little ET belly probably.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm going to be like lifting my fucking shirt up in front of the mirror and going, oh, I feel fat. Who cares? I mean, who cares now? But, you know, I'm going to carry all these fucking same personality flaws into being an old guy. That sucks.
I think you're going to be an awesome old guy.
But I need to be like a different guy. I can't be this shit a guy and be like fucking 60, 70 years old.
No, I think you're the best. I love
50
you.
50 years old? Yes. And me still being like, oh, okay, well, I sure wish I could commit to one of these hobbies.
Yeah.
It sucks.
No, it doesn't. You're awesome.
It sucks so bad. Hmm. It sucks being this guy now.
I disagree. I'm going to make you love you.
No.
No.
No. You're not going to do it. Do you know what I mean, though? Just being like, I'm fine with getting old, but I thought it would come with a certain amount of automatic personality growth.
That's something that I've thought of before, but I'm kind of glad that it hasn't happened. And I'm glad it hasn't happened to you because I like you.
Oh, but I just was like, I surely at the age of like 33, I should be able to, I don't know, like sit down and do a task.
Nah.
Turns out, no. And that's not going to change. That sucks.
It might. You'll figure it out.
No, I'm going to be like fucking 70 years old on the Warhammer Wiki just because I had an offhanded thought of like, oh, I've heard about what the Horus Heresy is. I wonder what, you know what? Finally time to get to grips with Warhammer 40K lore in my twilight years.
Yeah. You'll be having fun.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that.
Oh. So you don't want to be on the wiki, but you are.
Yes. It's
now
compulsive
that I don't,
rather than...
I see.
You have to just learn about things.
Ah.
But yeah, that's the thing that's been preoccupying my thought recently, where I'm like, I thought I would be changed by now. I thought this would be like a different experience. And also, the positive changes I've made in my life, they're fucking reversed.
What do you mean?
I used to go to the gym so much. No, I don't go to the gym.
You can go to the gym if you want, though.
But I don't want to. That's what I'm saying. I used to want to. And now I'm like, I don't want to do that anymore. It was so much easier when I wanted to do it.
Yeah, but you ride your bike now. That's good.
I ride it for like 20 minutes every like 3 days.
Yeah. It's good.
It's not. It's not as good as it could be.
Okay.
Anyway. Sucks. I just need to make some changes. Or, no, I need a big meteor to hit the Earth.
Ooh, that might be nice. Do you want to see whether we can, like, sit on a bunch of microwaves and make that happen?
I would love that. And also, it would finally make use of all these microwaves that we have around.
Yeah, why did we get these?
I think we thought that they worked the same as a washing machine did, where sitting on it made you feel really good.
Yeah.
But instead, it just makes you feel really infertile.
It makes you feel really no nut.
We can't afford the birth control pill, so we've made Demi sit on a microwave.
Yep.
And I'm joining her.
Yeah.
Finally, a form of male birth control. Sitting on there, nuking my nuts for like, 30, 40 minutes at a time.
I might get in this thing one of these days.
Hell yeah, you'll have fun.
Put me in the microwave.
You would love to spin around smoothly in a microwave like that.
We just had to edit out an incredibly sad story that I told about my friend David.
Yep. Thank you, Demi. Just writing down the timestamp so that is edited out.
Cool.
Fantastic.
Wonderful.
Ooh, that's so good.
Yay.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, hey, we have tickets to the live show available. We're doing a live Big Soft Titty.png at Improv Theatre Sydney this Saturday in Redfern. So come on it over and check that out.
Come on it over.
Come on it over and check that out. I'm operating at like 20% capacity right now.
Yeah.
I would say. But you know what? That's all going to change. Right?
Yes. Yes, babe.
Yeah, we can get this down as low as what? 15, 5%?
Do you need to have a break?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm great.
Oh, good.
Oh, boy.
As far as I can tell, and the reading that I've done, changes in mood that quickly are healthy.
That's how you know. That's how you know the mood is. That's how you know the person is stable.
Yep.
Because they're able to just wrench their mood. They're able to change
the wrench their mood in the opposite direction of what it is. Great.
Now it's over here.
And what's more, if it's impulsive rather than a choice, that's good too.
Over I go.
Woo! Oh.
Yeah, the okay.
Comes on a rainbow, slippy sliding down into happy or sad today.
Can I talk about the thing I did yesterday?
I really heard the L in when you said talk then.
It was really upsetting, yeah.
Talk.
Ugh, yeah, that'll ruin your life if you start listening for the L there.
Like John saying warm.
Ugh, yeah. Funny. John Cullen from Block Party says warm.
Stupid way to say warm.
Really warm. Messed up.
Warm. Stink.
Warm.
Warm.
Ugh. Anyway, yesterday Demi, that's pretty cool. Oh. Name for you.
Oh, okay. Hmm. I thought you meant like the Demi of yesterday.
Hmm. I mean, you're I did so love the Demi of me. Yesterday, and I love the Demi of today.
Yay.
The Demi of tomorrow, ooh, a foul beast.
one day older, haggard,
mm-hmm.
crow's feet on the eyes and the butthole.
Yeah, Demi became crone-pilled.
Aw. What were you going to say about yesterday? Because I have a question for you.
Okay, well, do you want to ask the question
first?
What do
you think is the cutest animal in cartoons?
Mm.
And like generally, like if you draw this animal, it's probably going to be pretty cute.
Okay, so you're asking not for a specific named animal or animal type.
You can do both if you want.
I don't know. I think I want to go with like a mouse.
Oh.
Immediately. I think they are the most popularly cute animal, and they've been cute for so long.
Okay.
I mean, Tom and Jerry, that's a mouse.
That's
two mice fighting.
What?
It's a tragic tale of mouse-on-mouse violence.
Yeah.
I don't even know. What part did he understand?
But he knows the name of the show. He knows there is at least one mouse.
He seems he really likes the show.
What's that? Oh, Jesus.
I don't know.
So I think a worm.
You're on your worm shit.
Yeah, I love my worm thoughts.
Okay. That's fine to say.
I love my worm thoughts because I think worms are really cute, except I think one main thing that makes an animal in a cartoon cute, I have to run to the toilet.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. Demi has had to run to the toilet. She has slammed down the microphone. She has sprinted out of the room. I'm sitting in the room alone with Norm, who is staring at the door. Going to see if I can pick up any clues as to why she had to make such a speedy exit. Maybe there was a phone call in there that she had to take. Maybe she heard a distress signal coming from the toilet. Any number of things. Hey, maybe she's in there shitting her brains out. Maybe she's in there just... You know, like when you hit a fire hydrant with your car in like an open world game and it just... Maybe she's in there doing that. Who's to say? I don't know how long I thought this would take, but... Oh, you're nearly done? Okay, she's yelling out, nearly done. Well, I'm just going to pause the recording here. Well, well, well. Look who's
I think a
come.
Main thing that makes an animal quite cute in a cartoon is when it doesn't have any fingers, it just kind of has nubs. That's really cute to me.
That's really awesome, yeah. Did you just shit your fucking brains out in there?
What? Yeah, I sure did. I think it was all that mouse talk. So it's your fault.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
You ran like a cat.
Yep.
Well, okay, good.
fluff on my damn hand.
Yeah, get that out of there.
God damn it.
Yeah,
everything's going wrong.
Everything is going wrong. Yeah, I love when a cat, when a mouse or other creature just has a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like, that's an essential part of being a cute little animal.
Why is that so cute?
I think because it's just adorable.
Oh.
And adorable is so cute.
See, that's the thing. That's why I like when Norm has like fluffy little paws because it kind of looks like just the one thing.
Yes, absolutely.
Just goes into a gwumpus.
It's cuter to not have fingers.
Yeah.
You know? Or, you know, wait, what's a paw made up of?
Beans?
No, the beans are on the underside.
Oh.
But like, you know what? What do you call the three points of a paw?
It's not three.
Okay.
The fuck are you, what are
Captain
you talking about?
Captain Fact Check over here.
It's clearly not three.
That's you.
That does what I sound like. That does what I sound like.
So what do you think?
I don't know, guys.
Okay.
What do you mean, what do I think? I know. They have fucking, like, finger bones.
Okay, so would you say the fingers of the paw?
What do you mean?
Or
the fingers
just like-
of the paw are filthy. I don't want them near me.
Oh, come on. Let them graze your raiment.
You can have one touch.
Go on. All right. Come on, everybody. She's giving out raiment touches. Poke, poke, poke. That's what they don't say about the guy who got healed by touching Jesus' raiment.
He just kept poking. Jesus' raiment? I want to talk to Jesus' Deborah.
Deborah.
That's what Jesus sounded like. Imagine Ray Romano just up on that big cross.
You've really done it now, Raymond. He's looking him directly in the eye.
Yeah. Because he's so big.
He's so tall.
And then the angry dad is there like, heart attack. Blah, 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 blah. I miss Peter Boyle.
He was so fucking good.
He was so fucking good. He was really good in Dr. Dolittle.
Okay, dude.
Yep. Yeah, it is okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it fucking is.
It's really good.
Yep.
Thank you.
So I think a worm or something with no fingers on its paws.
Yeah, you really love worms.
I do really love worms.
Something you've said to me is that you think of me as a worm.
Yeah, but it's nice. It was a nice worm. I said a friendly, nice worm.
Yeah, finding out that the animal you think of me as, because I was like, well, perhaps a large, stupid dog. I thought that was like something that was reasonable to hope for.
Yeah.
But out of your mouth was worm.
Friendly was like, worm. You're not saying it the way that I said it. I said friendly, nice worm.
Friendly worm. And I was like, aha, a joke. And you said, no, I'm serious. And here's why that's good. And I kind of shut off listening after that because I think there's a lot you can do with adjectives, but I don't know that they can make being called a worm.
I think they can.
A flattering thing.
Yeah. A beautiful, handsome, muscly.
Okay,
not muscly.
And let's hear this. Okay, not muscly. Interesting.
No, because I thought of a worm with abs and that's yuck.
Well, where would it have them? If a worm had abs, would it have like this or like this?
Ah.
You can kind of think of, I guess I was saying.
If a worm
like,
wear jeans, look like this, it's just jeans on the floor. There's a worm in them.
Look like this or like this, and it's just jeans.
Just jeans.
Can't see the worm, but in one they're like facing east and the other one they're facing west.
Yeah, which way would it wear the jeans?
Which way would the worm wear the jeans?
Which way would the worm wear the jeans? Would it be need to go in the dirt? The jeans would, maybe?
Oh, huh? Boy.
What do you think? What?
Nothing, honey.
Fucking yelling at me always.
Well, hey, let's take a break here.
Yeah, he talks to me.
For an ad. For an ad!
For an ad!
We love those things. Please enjoy this ad.
Going to be about poise panty liners, as far as I can tell recently.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think that people are also getting ads for crypto podcasts.
Oh, well, don't do any of that.
Yeah. Don't.
Largely really fucking stupid.
Yeah, the way our ads work is like a lot of podcasts will get like approached by advertisers specifically, so you just do that. Ours are just inserted in programmatically, which is worse, but it is less work, but it's also significantly less money.
Hey,
and you have to listen to being asked to join the army or MI5.
Yeah.
But also, I think that the thinking here is that
Tom's pointing to both of us.
Yeah, the thinking here is that you're not gonna listen to those.
Yes,
we feel confident if we find out that, you know, a crypto podcast is being advertised because we have, as one of the things people can advertise on the podcast, it's just other podcasts.
Yes.
And that comes under every fucking thing. I'm like, well, that's not going to appeal to the people who like us.
Yes. So that's actually safe.
And I
because we're not actually selling anything to people.
Yes.
Yes.
We're okay, just kind of good. Taking the money and then nothing's happening.
Yeah. Not much money. Hey, if anybody listening thinks they can like scam their boss into advertising with us, reach out.
Yeah.
Not if you're the army.
Come on. General, a wonderful opportunity has crossed our desk. all right. See you in a sec. Enjoy the advertisement.
Talking to me?
Yes.
Okay.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Anyway, Demi, so yesterday, this is the thing I was going to say before. Yesterday I was...
trouble seems so far away.
God. The voice of an angel and yeah. The body of a tramp.
I was thinking of, because I think the main reason I know some of the words of that song is from Bean, the Ultimate Disaster movie.
Yeah.
I think it's like Ultimate Disaster movie. But there's a bit in that where they're very drunk and they're singing and Bean goes, suddenly. I think about it whenever somebody says the word suddenly, I'm like in my head.
Oh, man.
Bean.
Oh, that Bean.
We love Bean.
I really do love Bean. And I think about it all the time. I think I've said this on the podcast before, but I have tweet notifications turned on for the official Mr. Bean account.
Yup.
So that means that I get push notifications sent to my screen.
Yep.
But they're all stuff like Mr. Bean tweeted. And then it's just like Bean chaos at the beach today. Hashtag beach. And it's just like, and I know it's attached to like a clip from the show or whatever, yeah. But it is fun to just have him announcing that.
Yeah, there's bean chaos. Yeah.
Yeah.
Favorite beans? Mr. 2, kidney.
Ooh, nice.
Yep. Oh, no, I like black
bean
beans better,
is definitely
but I don't. But I didn't
bean.
Just want to say black.
Did I? I don't know if I've said this on the podcast. I probably didn't feel safe enough, but I was at the Comedy Store doing some spots. Fuck, I can't remember if I said this or not. I was at the Comedy Store for a week doing like some spots there, and I was just using my phone in the green room and then had a sudden moment where I was like, and like quickly hit, like stuck my phone in my chest because yeah. I realized that for the last 3 minutes I'd been Googling Black Mr. Bean just to see the edits that people had made on DeviantArt where yeah. they just made African American Mr. Bean
yep.
and seeing what they looked like.
Yes.
And I was like, I can't be seen to be looking at this. I was just like, just one of those moments where you're like, I bet that people have made this.
Yeah.
And they had.
And they had.
Thank you.
And they always made him bald.
Yeah.
I keep seeing them just making him also bald.
I think that's much better than what these creators would potentially do with the brief do some hair for this ethnicity.
Yeah.
Anyway, yesterday I was helping out at the street kitchen, Demi.
And I also volunteered yesterday. Go ahead.
Yeah, you did volunteer yesterday at a different place.
Yep.
So actually, neither of us can confirm that the other person did it.
I definitely did it.
Interesting. But I was volunteering at the street kitchen.
And so was I, at a different place.
They were down on servers. They needed, a flare went up in one of our many group chats that we're a part of as popular people, and asking for someone to help out because they were down on servers. And I said, you know what? I'm a great guy. Mm. And more than that, I am incredibly underworked. Mm-hmm. So I can go ahead and drop everything, which is to say nothing.
Yep.
Go ahead and do this. Rock up to the street kitchen, and we basically are just serving kind of from a buffet style setup. So people grab a plate and they walk down a line, and we shovel
right, slow
the food
down
onto
scientist
there.
Man.
In English, Poindexter. We shovel the food onto their plates. My station has Mexican rice with beans. It has lasagna, and it has a beef pasta and a shepherd's pie.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Fine.
Good.
Sure.
A guy walks up and he's eyeing it off, and I'm like, okay, cool. Well, which of these would you like? And he points to the lasagna. He says, what's that? I say, oh, it's lasagna. And this guy just kind of says nothing. I look up. He's kind of a heavy set guy, maybe like mid-50s or 40s, I would say. And when I look up, I see that the reason he hasn't said anything is because he's looking wildly left to right, like just shooting his head back and forth, shaking it like, huh? And I'm like, okay. I'm like, everything all right? And he's like, oh, yeah. I'm just looking for Garfield. So, Oh, yes, he loves lasagna. Yeah, he does. He'd love that.
Seems like the people at the street kitchen have a lot of fucking fun with it, huh?
Yeah, he was having fun with it.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, it was a good thing. Check out volunteering.
I didn't have any Garfield interactions at my volunteering.
Sounds fake. Sounds like you didn't do it, or maybe the Garfield interaction was so embarrassing that you don't
plentiful.
Want to share it on the podcast.
They were plentiful.
Oh, yeah? What were?
No.
Yeah, exactly. Demi.
What do you want?
I want to do a segment. Please let me do a segment.
Fine.
Yay!
I guess I can give you enough space and time to do a segment.
Yay! Now, this is a...
I miss my ex.
Oh, my God.
I don't.
Now, I know that's not true.
I saw someone the other day on the street and had to do a double take because I was like, is that my ex? And it was just some old lady.
Okay, and your ex wasn't an old lady?
No.
Okay.
No. Just a ginger guy who wore a lot of cardigans.
Gotcha. Dammy, I've got a segment here that's related to episode 215, Cuddles is in the Bulkhead.
Ooh!
Which is the episode that featured the segment Nice Thing.
Don't tell me about another dead horse, Tom.
This is not.
Okay.
This is, I think you're really going to like this.
Okay.
This is related to that segment because this is near contemporaneous with it. This is a story that happened.
Near what?
Contemporaneous.
Huh?
It happened around the same time.
Cool.
Okay. Pigtail reveals potential hazard in assist animal rules. This is from Aviation Today in September of 2001.
Is pigtail the name of an animal?
The case of a large pig allowed to fly with a passenger illustrates a loophole regarding so-called service animals that could compromise aircraft cabin safety.
Ooh.
Yep. Had the airplane encountered turbulence, a startled, frantic pig could have posed a serious safety hazard.
What?
While most people are familiar with seeing-eye dogs, service animals can include pigs and miniature horses. For example, last week, Delta Airlines accommodated a blind passenger who was accompanied by Cuddles, a 50-pound miniature horse, on a flight from Atlanta, Georgia to Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
The day before Cuddles' flight, a carrier official quipped, "Let's hope it's not Puddles."
Yeah.
Pretty cool?
Yeah.
In a flight last November.
I have a question.
Yes.
His pig's name is Pigtail.
No.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to be like, what if your parents just named you Ass?
Mr. Bottom.
You know what this guy's got?
Yeah.
Ass.
Hey, the thing that doctor slapped gave me an idea for the name of the baby. I'm going to call my child Wife. The doctor slapped the wife. I guess he was a...
It's for good luck.
Drama. Yeah. In a flight last November from Philadelphia to Seattle, U.S. Airways allowed a woman to be accompanied by a pot-bellied pig.
Aww. Is there a picture of the pig?
There is not.
Fuck! What the fuck?
In arranging for her flight well beforehand, she had requested that the carrier grant approval for the pig to accompany her in the cabin as an assist or service animal.
What could it possibly be assisting with?
Well, I don't know. I think that... So we'll get into this kind of, I think, later in the article, but...
Wouldn't you love to just place a paper cup? Like, imagine the pef on the back of the pig.
That would feel so good. What really if it's good. Like a snack pig?
Ooh.
So just whenever you're hungry, you can just take a bite out of it.
I would love a magic pig that you could take bites out of.
I know, baby.
You know you didn't have to say that.
This is the subheading, pre-approved pig. US Airways appears to have made a good faith effort to accommodate the passenger and her pig. According to internal carrier documents obtained by this publication under the Freedom of Information Act, the passenger advised carrier officials that her pig weighed some 100 pounds.
Ooh.
She also...
That's only like 40-something kilos, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
40,
not...
50?
Yeah, it's not so big. Like,
yeah, it's not fucking huge. Yeah, like pigs can get massive.
Yes. The 24-inch by 52-inch area just aft of a bulkhead in the first-class section of the B757 allowed more room for the passenger, her travelling companion, and the pig to travel comfortably.
Oh, I thought they were calling the pig her travelling companion.
No, she has a travel companion separate to the pig.
Are we going to fucking find out the name of this pig?
On the day of boarding, the gate agent declared, "I was taken aback at the size of this animal." The surprised agent surmised that the true size and weight of the pig were not accurately conveyed to the company when the prior arrangements were being made.
Oh, no.
I initially was going to deny boarding, but due to the decision being made at a corporate level, I allowed the transaction to be processed. So someone just basically being like, well, it's not my job.
Well,
if I
saw that, honestly, I would feel calmed. I'd be like, God's not going to take down this plane.
Yeah, this would be too much.
Yeah.
I don't think that God is going to kill one of his wisest, smartest creatures. The pig was so large that the two women accompanying it were forced to make the entire flight with their feet placed on the bulkhead, meaning that the pig was lying down on the floor in front of the chairs and they had to have their feet on the wall above the pig.
You just put the feet on the pig.
I guess that the pig probably wouldn't like that.
I'd like that if I was a pig.
I know, baby. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you don't get to have feet on you as a pig.
Okay, so maybe I won't say any of my pig opinions because apparently you know them all already.
The incident was the subject of numerous jibes. We had to listen to jokes and slurs for 6 hours, recounted flight attendant Sharon Krug. Yeah, I don't know that Sharon is maybe using the accepted definition of slurs here.
Yeah.
I think she's being like... If you were listening to slurs, that was going to happen no matter if the pig was on board or not.
Yeah.
I think she's just being like, people kept making fun of the fact that we had a pig on the flight.
Well, yeah.
And I had to listen to them talk about it for 6 hours. I was like, well, yeah.
It's a long time to look at a pig.
In an email titled, "And I Thought I'd Heard It All," another US Airways official said, "The flight departed with the pig wrapped in a blanket." I recall the International
House... Gives me an idea for a snack.
I recall the International House of Pancakes had a great breakfast called Three Pigs in a Blanket.
Nice.
It was sausages wrapped in pancakes.
Yep.
But I never got one that weighed 300 pounds.
What? Why not?
So that's... I don't know. I guess the... broke bitch. He's poor. calm throughout the flight, possibly sedated, one witness suggested, the pig apparently became frantic during deplaning. It cornered a flight attendant and made a terrible noise that rang through the cabin. It was apparent the pig was not a trained assist animal. When it came time to deplane, this is from flight attendant Leslie Savage. God damn, they name flight attendants well.
Yeah, dude.
When it came time to deplane, the owner of the pig had no control of the animal.
Oh my God.
She had to get on the seat to shake and scream at the animal.
What?
I don't know. I think...
What?
Either perhaps she was shaking the pig or she was potentially standing on the seat and shaking her fist at the pig. I cannot tell. Either way, she's fucking bent double because it's on an aeroplane.
I would give anything to go back in time and be on that flight.
If this was a service animal, I can't tell you who the pig was there to help.
And there's no fucking footage of this?
No, because, this has happened in 2000.
Ugh!
It's November 2000 this happened. This is published around September 2001.
That is so frustrating to me.
Sorry.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, it's wait, what part of this is frustrating?
That I can't see it. There's no photos of this fucking pig. I don't know the pig's name.
Yeah, unfortunately, the pig is unnamed and is just traveling as an assistance animal. The photos of the pig do not exist because the pig was... Also, they would just show a big mass under a blanket.
Yeah, but maybe like other pictures of the pig. Like, I just want to know about the pig, you know?
Yeah, I understand that. And I understand the very human drive to know about the pig.
Yeah.
The extant guidance seems ripe for abuse, as it's evidenced in the case of the 300-pound flying pig.
What?
So this is talking about the pig that was the pig we are talking about, and the guidance of. Let me take that again. Sorry. The FAA has decreed that the under-the-seat requirement for service animals needs to be interpreted reasonably. Many guide dogs, along the size of a German Shepherd, clearly would not fit in such a small space. The FAA maintains that if the animal extends into the area where the passenger's feet would be placed, that does not constitute grounds for determining that the animal should not be accommodated at the passenger's seat. So, the extant guidance seems ripe for abuse, as is evidenced in the case of the 300-pound flying pig. US Airways flight attendant Kenneth Pike raised the issue of the pig's presence in the event of unexpected clear air turbulence. For example, if the plane starts shaking, the pig will start going completely fucking insane.
Threatening women.
I'll kill you,
I swear I will, I have a gun.
He started saying slurs as well. I don't know what they trained this pig to do.
Which ones?
Sedating the animal before flight would clearly negate the service function these assist animals are trained to provide.
Doesn't seem like it was trained.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Plus, she lied about the size of it by 3 pigs worth.
A large alarmed pig on the rampage places cabin staff, other passengers, and potentially the cockpit crew at risk.
Oh, it does? Oh, yeah, it does.
The squeals of a terrified pig will almost certainly unnerve passengers unfamiliar with the sound.
Oh, I don't think so.
Thereby increasing the anxiety level in the cabin. Oh, who could possibly be unnerved by beautiful pig song mid-flight? And I'm folding my arms and I'm reclining my seat and I'm going, ah.
Ah, the pig song.
Ah, so soothing, beautiful.
Wonderful.
Thank you, pig. Despite its initial somber statements about potential safety and enforcement issues, the FAA ultimately determined that US Airways acted appropriately. The regulations don't say pigs can't fly in the cabin as service animals.
Doesn't
so they've fucking
yep.
done an air bud.
Yep, yep.
There's nothing in the book that says pigs, which again is just like, yeah, we didn't think we'd need to make a rule.
Yeah. Hey, Tom.
Yes.
I'll believe this story. Yeah. When pigs fly. Oh.
Therefore.
I'm just going to high five myself.
Awesome. Put down the mic. Yeah, put the mic. That's awesome.
Okay, great.
Hey, let me get in on that.
Oh, nice. That
now
feels
you're
good, huh?
Me. Yeah, that's much better than doing it yourself.
You want to do one for you?
Just yeah, for, I would love you. A high five.
Yeah. That one was for you.
Hey, this feels awesome.
It does feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah. Man, I've got a spring in my step and a smile on my face.
Do you know what I think would be funny and would change the vibe of the podcast a lot? Remember when we stood up for that episode?
Yeah.
Let's hold hands.
Oh, this is strange.
Very strange, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm stroking your finger.
The pig falls suspiciously into the therapy animal category, which is not permitted in the cabin. But the regulations on service animals, however, do not appear to set any sort of an upper limit on the weight or size of a service animal.
That's, but it has to fit under the
this
seat,
is my
you say.
Seeing eye elephant seal.
Oh.
Again, it just doesn't, it's like, well, just go ahead and make that call.
Ooh, you know what we need to look up?
What?
We need to look up service snakes.
Ooh, I don't believe that a service snake exists.
Yeah, you don't believe it, but
okay,
just sorry. Watch.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it, because I knew it would be cool.
There's a small bit here from A small bit here that shines light on service animals. Monkeys are sometimes used as service animals and are taught to perform many of the same functions as service dogs, such as retrieving dropped items. A bus system in Florida reports that it has a passenger who travels with a monkey who deposits the fare into the fare box. I would never not take the bus.
Yeah.
If I could see the monkey.
Yeah.
Paying for.
I would become the bus driver.
I would become the bus driver so the monkey had to give me the money.
I would kill the bus driver so I can be the bus driver.
I would Hitman 3 the bus driver.
Yep.
So I could look the monkey in the eye and say, have a good trip, sir.
Yeah. I would Hitman 3 times.
Or woman.
Hitman 3 times on the bus driver.
I'm going to hit that man 3 times.
Yep.
Hopefully that kills him because I will be all out of gas I will by the time the
so
third hit
tuck
hits.
It out. So I hope he's very weak or potentially has an adult functionelle I can smack.
Pigs are very smart and are sometimes used as service animals. Pot-bellied pigs are small and favored as service animals by persons who are allergic to dogs. The New York City Transit Authority has a passenger who travels as a service pig. So I think they mean they travel with a service pig.
No, maybe. I think the pig is a passenger. Mm. Do you have to pay for the pig?
Huh.
Do you have to pay for the pig when you want the pig on the plane?
I don't know.
I pack potatoes for my paying pig on the plane. My paying pig will be passenging with me.
My paying pig will be passenging.
Yep. I'm taking a plane to Pakistan with my paying pig. Why? Pleasure.
The pig was not less than 100 pounds. Oh, yeah, sorry. One of the women said, this is a quotes from a flight attendant, Demi.
Okay.
He went on to explain we would be, so they're talking to the agent supervisor before the flight. We would be transporting an assist animal and that had been cleared through the legal department and ticket counter. That is when he told us it was a pig. And then the brackets emphasis in original. So we know that the magazine has not all capsed pig and added 3 exclamation marks.
Okay.
He also told us that it would be weighed less than 100 pounds and that we'd be riding in the first class cabin. Doesn't that
first
change everything?
Pig.
That knowing that this huge pig at least ruined the days of the people in first class.
That's, yeah, pretty good.
It brings me back on side with the pig.
I was always on side with the pig. I love the pig.
When they finally came to the plane, it wasn't the passenger or her traveling companion that brought the pig on. Another woman and a man brought this huge pig on board, almost knocking over the first class passengers that were still putting their bags up. One of the women said in a very loud voice, "You people need to clear the area so we can get this animal on here." The pig was not less than 100 pounds. It was at least 250 to 300 pounds. It pooped in the jetway and the pig handlers never made an attempt to clean it up. There were pig turds right outside the airplane door.
Oh my God, yes!
The pig handlers then left the plane after getting it settled down on the floor at the bulkhead seats 1A and 1C. Imagine getting the middle seat. Imagine being 1B. I assume that's not how first class works. I don't fucking know.
That's so fucking cool.
Now, I ask you, if this were an assist animal, shouldn't it have been assisting the woman rather than being brought on by two people that weren't even going on the flight? The only time I even saw the pig during the flight was when I went to the cockpit. The pig was lying on a blanket on the floor, taking up the entire space. The pig was also covered with a blanket, so you couldn't really see it.
Oh, the fuck?
And so it's lying on a blanket, and it's got another blanket over it. So it's
blanket
just
sandwich.
You have a secret pig.
Ham blanket sandwich.
Oh my God, yes. Hum.
Gotcha.
When we arrived in Seattle and everyone else had deplaned, I walked up from the back and witnessed these two women struggling with the pig.
Struggling.
The pig was squealing loudly and appeared to be becoming agitated. The older woman pulled on the leash while the younger woman pushed from behind. We all walked up the jetway to the boarding area where the pig stopped and urinated on the carpet.
Yes, it did. Yes.
The women looked at it and walked away saying, oh, someone will clean that up.
Yes, yes, yes they did. Yes, yes they did.
The pig was still squealing and everyone in the boarding area was looking at it, some even taking pictures.
Oh, see, so there is fucking pictures and I don't get to see it.
I know. There's no source of them. I don't know. Maybe there are somewhere floating around, but yeah, I don't have them. I don't have access to them. It wasn't until we were in flight that a passenger in the last row told us she had been talking to the ladies in the boarding area and was told by them that they were transporting this animal to its owner in Seattle.
Oh!
They just said, "I need my service pig," in an email, provided a doctor's note that I guess they got someone to forge for this pig that is, to be clear, just a pig.
Oh.
Has no service or assistance functions, and then ruined a first-class flight for people.
That's fucking awesome, though.
It's really good.
I want to know what the purpose of the pig was. Was it perhaps a piano-playing pig?
I think the purpose of the pig was to take up space. Sorry, I was trying to do the same letter thing, but I...
That's okay,
running low.
That's all right. Plane space.
The purpose of the pig was to take up the plane.
Was to pack the plane with
pack
pigs.
Pack the plane with pork.
Pack this plane with precious pork.
Do you want an in-flight meal, sir? No, I'm all right. I'm just going to lick my pig.
Very good, sir.
Very good, sir.
Be salty, wouldn't it? I know we've had this opinion before, but I reckon it'd be salty if you lick the side of a pig. Probably.
I mean, human skin is salty, right? If it's sweaty. Do pigs sweat? Because I know they wallow, and I feel like that's something you do when you don't sweat.
I wallow sometimes. I can do it sweatily.
You're so right.
Yeah, I know. Usually.
Can pigs sweat? Okay.
Please.
And pigs do not sweat.
Fuck! Okay, so maybe not salty then.
Yeah, they're
unless it was rolling in salt.
Ooh. Damn, salting my pig.
Ooh, I'm going to salt my pig.
Salting my pig. Just so when it dies, it preserves itself.
So it kind of sounds like you're wanking. I'm going to salt my pig.
A lot of the stuff that we've talked about has sounded like synonyms for wanking.
Yeah, pack
like,
the pork on the plane.
Pack the pork on the plane and also struggling with the pig.
I'm struggling with my pig.
I'm up all night struggling with my pig.
I'm shaking and struggling with my pig.
I'm up all night getting my squeal on. Struggling with the pig is what you do when you're on SSRIs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Trying desperately to just get just a gram of pleasure out of this thing. Come on, work, damn it.
Come on, pawing at it like a sad cat. At a bedroom door.
Trying to bring it back to life. Anyway, that's
just
the story.
Tiny defibrillator on the side of your cock.
Clear. It's freaking not.
It's not.
Skin down here is not pink. Clear at all.
It's fucking pink, this thing. My worm is pink.
I wish I had a nice transparent cock like the boys at school.
Yeah. Maybe my uncle who works at Nintendo can get me one of those cool transparent cocks.
Oh man, yeah. It'd be so
those
sick if you had like a Game Boy Advance, like the transparent Game Boy Advance or Nintendo 64 controller, but for your cock.
For your dick, yeah.
Damn, you can see all the wiring in there.
I'd love to see some wiring on my cock.
Okay.
What did you think the other night when you caught me YouTubing the words the devil?
That was bad.
Okay.
That was scary to me.
I just wanted to see what would come up and who was uploading videos titled the devil.
I felt like I'd walked in on you with a Ouija board.
Yeah.
I did not like the dark energies you were inviting into our house at all.
Well, I didn't press search because you seemed unnerved.
Yes, you did.
I did?
Yeah.
I thought I could lie to you.
I was watching.
I know, but I thought you looked away.
I'm not taking my eyes off you for a second when you got the devil typed into the search bar.
I didn't find anything good, so.
Yeah, of course. He's a bad guy.
He is?
Well, from what I've heard.
I actually think he's kind of a sympathetic villain.
God damn it, Demi.
What?
You're just too smart.
Yeah. Reverse Uno card.
All right, well, hey, that's been the, that's the story of the pig. I just really love it. I love the idea of needing to transport a 300-pound pig and being like, well, just fucking lie.
Just lie.
I am two lies away from getting this pig on a plane.
You're like, I'm imagining the woman on the phone being like, how heavy is it? Looking over at the pig. 100 pounds.
Yeah, like,
small okay. dog sized.
You tell me what the limit is for you letting me on the flight.
And we'll say it at the same time. Yeah. By the way, there's a lag. 100 pounds, yes.
Okay. Yeah, sweet. I can get you a pig that died.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Oh, God. Maybe it was 100 pounds when she made the call.
Yeah.
And then just growth spurt. Uh-oh.
Yeah, that happened to Paris Hilton's pig. She got a teacup pig.
And it turns out it was a freaking mug pig.
So big.
Yeah.
It grew up so big.
Because teacup pigs are a scam.
Yes.
They are all just little pigs that will grow into actual pigs.
Yes.
Usually. Exactly.
Baby pigs, yeah.
Yeah.
That will get very big.
That's just still one of the funniest scams you could do.
Just so funny and good, because people who want a teacup pig are probably really stupid and just want something cute that's going to run around.
Yep. And the only loser here is, honestly, the pig that I care about. I care about the pig, and I hope it gets a lovely life.
I hope it gets a wonderful life. Paris Hilton kept her pig.
Mm.
It got really big and fat, and she was like, oh, well, just have this pig.
I was reading up on, like, old Paris Hilton gossip recently.
There was one that I
read. I can't wait to be keeping this brain until I'm 80 years old.
Come on. I love your brain. I think it's beautiful.
70 years old being like, well, you know what I never looked into? Lindsay Lohan drama. Click, 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 click. Yeah, go ahead. What you were reading something recently, you said?
Yeah, it's boring. Don't worry about it. All right, bye, guys.
Okay, well.
Buy tickets to the show.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Tickets to the show are $10. It's on at 8:30, I believe, at Improv Theatre Sydney this Saturday. See you there. It's going to be a lovely time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, and subscribe to the Patreon. Yeah. Patreon.com/BigSoftTitty.
Yeah.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.